Sorry, because of confusion, it's not part of the talk that I completed. That one was a kind of another project. The one I explained, actually, I mean explained, about the process of maturation of dendritic cell and the mathematical tools that we use to quantitize that property. This one is a little bit different, and maybe is a kind of break for those who have seen all these differential equations for the week. It's the other way around. How can we understand from immunology and immune system to try and apply this information from immune system to try the kind of computer-based immune system, computer-based security system? That's the other way around. Using immunology and knowledge for mathematics and intelligence system, not mathematics for immunology. And the artificial immune system, classically defined like this, are an adaptive system inspired by theoretical immunology and observe immune function and principle and model, and apply to complex problems like computer systems, like security systems, and also recently there have been many research to apply these well-developed techniques right now to get it back and solve some problems in bioinformatics. So it's a kind of bridge here. And artificial immune system has, actually this is a little bit story. It started with in 1980s, and the work by Perelson about computer security in 1990, and then another work for machine learning. And then it goes to introduce different algorithms in artificial immune systems. And the recent published textbook is very interesting to me. And this algorithm, there is one algorithm which is dendritic cell algorithm. I'm going to talk about that algorithm, DC algorithm. And where did the dendritic cell algorithm come from? But before that, let me show you some the main idea and application. Why we might want to see artificial immune system, actually. The whole immunology usually is about identifying or distinguishing the self and danger, self and non-self, danger and non-danger. That's the main idea of immune system, is that right? So, can we apply this idea for our computer system? When you go to the website, you want to download the software, you will see some kind of unwanted pop-up or some cracked data. Can we develop, actually, would it be to build a computer immune system with some of all the proper of national immune system? The attempt is such a system would have at least following basic components. First of all, the ability, the stable definition of the self, prevention, and detection. That's the first component that we want. The second one, subsequent elimination of the danger foreign active. I mean, we have to have a kind of process for eliminating the danger. And creating the memory cell. And then a method of recognition new infection, and also the self-protection of the immune system. These are components we want for computer science level. And these are come from the danger theory. So the whole idea comes from danger theory. So that's why we break the two talks into two parts, because I'm not a good person to explain about the danger theory. I'm going to ask Amir again to explain about this danger theory and see how we can relate that idea of immature dendritic cell and semi-mature dendritic cell and the relative maturity index that we had to explain here as the source. So just to show you this slide that I cannot, I'm not a good person to explain it, but Amir is going to explain about the whole idea about danger theory and signal one thing, don't do, and signal three. Sorry. So you have to bear with me again. For this part, I have been asked by Wahid actually last night to if I can add something here. And what I can add is, I just go through that antigen presentation, because this model he would be talking about is based on dendritic cells, to see what is that the basic for this theory. Let's first see what are the whole issue is about antigen presentation. These are two groups of cells, dendritic cells, macrophages, and B cells that are considered antigen-presenting cells. But here I want to say those are dendritic cells that are main antigen-presenting cells. For those two other, it's just a side job, a little something that they do sometimes, but the main recognition and the main decision made by dendritic cells. And because of that, they have this unique characteristic. They are the most potent APCs. They are the only antigen-presenting cells that are able to present antigen to naive T cells, to T cells that have not been seen anything before of those pathogens, which macrophages are not. The macrophages just present antigen to memory T cells. Just be careful that sometimes macrophages are got mixed up with dendritic cells, especially in those papers that are not an immunologist involved in. So that's mostly dendritic cells, then you're talking about presenting cells. And one of the most important characteristics of dendritic cells is they have the capability of cross presentation. So they can take one antigen that default is to go through Th2 response, then switch that to a Th1 response or vice versa. And this is very important aspect of them. And they can decide that this presentation results in tolerance. Energy, which one of the way of tolerance, which is another important aspect that those two does not have this capability. And to say that, this is just another graph that how that system works. They start here, expose to foreign antigen, then go here, and I focus on this part, what's happening here in detail. So this is a lymph in the lymph node. This is in periphery. This is an image for dendritic cells. There is an antigen. They uptake that, express that on their MHC class 2 or 1 molecule, and if this event is happening at the same time with the danger signal, this danger signal will be go through a TLR. Let's say this blue one is a TLR, and this is danger signal. In this process happening at the same time that they receive a danger signal, then maturation happens, and these are different danger signals I talked about before. So then maturation happens, and that's when you get immunogenicity. If this maturation does not happen, you get tolerance, only energy or tolerance. And then when they meet T cells, there is one component which is called T cell receptor, which bond to this MHC class carrying the antigen, and it provides the first signal. This is the third the three signal model for antigen presentation, which danger signal is part of this story. So for the signal one, T cell sees the pathogen, and it's just identity. Identity, they know, okay, what they are exposed to, the body exposed to, but they don't know yet how to deal with that, what to do, whether it's a tolerance, whether it's an immunity. And then that the co-stimulation, the second signal that determines that if it's an activation or if it's an inhibition. And if there is a danger signal here to begin with, then this co-stimulation happens and says, okay, this is activation, and go for activation. And for this co-stimulation, there are many different receptors involved, and each of these have different roles. I can't get to details of these, but the only thing I can add here that some of these determine the third signal, which is the secretion that DC does. This is secrete something as the third signal, then again gives more information to T cell. For example, if it's okay, here it's the identity, here it's an activation, and here it says what kind of activation. Is it a Th1 or Th2? Which if this CD40 ligand, CD4D involved, usually results in a secretion that gives you information, okay, this is the pathogen, this is activation, and this is Th1 type of activation. And if this one, for example, involves, Oxford then said, this is identity, this is an activation, and this has to be Th2 activation. So this is a three-signal model, and this danger signal plays a significant role here on this co-stimulation, and the final result you get. So I hope this makes some introduction for the next thing. If you have some questions at the end, I would be available to answer. Thank you.
Okay. This is the slide that I have for that three signals that I will explain. As you can see, this slide is much better than me, and the explanation is better. So, these are one signal, two signal model, and three signal model. So, these are the four different algorithms in artificial immune system, and we want to focus just on the dendritic cell algorithm. And then some of those algorithms are useful for the other algorithm, useful for optimization. But the dendritic cell algorithm, the purpose of this algorithm is correlate disparate data stream into the form of antigen and signal and the labor group of identical antigen as a normal or abnormal or not. So this is exactly like a danger theory. Is it danger or not? Is it safe or not? Is it safe or non-safe? Is it, in order to do that, the dendritic cell algorithm is a population-based algorithm with each artificial cell. And, you know, we have artificial cell, and then we have the whole algorithm. I will explain what is the artificial cell, what the meaning of artificial cell is. It's a population cell with each artificial cell acts as an agent within the system. This algorithm performs filtering of input signal, correlating between signal and antigen, and classifying of antigen type into the normal and anomalous. We have two components, internal machinery, internal mechanism of the cell, and overall behavior of the cell. What is the internal mechanism of the cell? There's an explanation, but let me show you this one. We have input data, output data. Input signal, output signal. So, temp, danger, or safe signal as an input signal from your computer. So, if you have temp, you have co-stimulation as an output, or semi-mature, or mature one. If it is safe, so it's not going to go for mature, it's going to go for semi-mature or CSM. If it is danger, it's going for mature or CSM. And if it is PAMP, so one of these two. These are internal mechanism. And what about the, yes? Oh. Is that right? Pathogen, association, molecule. Sorry, I should have it there. Okay. And output, we have some functionality for our output, actually. If it is co-stimulatory signal, or it is semi-mature signal, or it is mature signal, if it is co-stimulatory, the terminal is that we have a threshold, we have the method to calculate this signal, the accumulate signal, and direct a DC signal and antigen. If it is above the signal, if it is above the threshold or below the threshold, the functionality will be changed regarding to this table. To make it brief, that's the behavior of the disease. So start from immature. So, these are the functionality presenting. These are in tissues, collecting antigen, expressing IL-2, and T cell no acting. If exposed to PAMP, danger signal, and inflammation, they become mature. So, we have this idea. If they become semi-mature, we have this idea. So you see, again, mature and semi-mature. This is exercise. That's the whole mechanism of the DC algorithm. Again, tissue, in computer-based, you have database. So the first part in immunology is tissue, in computer-based is database. Then you have signals. These signals can be one of those three type of signals, and we have the method to calculate accumulate signals. It can be PAMP, danger, or safe. Also, we have antigen. These are processes identifier. For any processing in your computer, CPU identifier code, we call it processing identifier, it's a code number. And so you have, this is the dendritic cell. Then this is actually artificial dendritic cell, not immunological dendritic cell. So as soon as one antigen comes to the system, this dendritic cell goes and uptake these signals, try to analyze these signals for management information systems, compare it with the sampling files, sampling data that they have, and then decision support system. Either it goes to the mature one, which is aggressive action, or semi-mature, which is, means safe. So the idea that we have, instead of semi-mature, we have different level of safety here. So to make it very, very short, I'm going to skip all this calculation and end up with this one. The value we assign per antigen type is termed as a mature context antigen value, pretty much like that index we explained in the last talk. This is a real value between 0 and 1. The closest this value is to 1, the greater the probability that this antigen type is not that we want. So, if anybody interested in this idea, we have the algorithm. And I had some example, practical example to show, but I want to leave keep the time. So, Amir is here, Silvia is here. Amir is not only just a PhD, he's 10 years practicing MD. So ask your question about them. We will be happy to answer you. I'm going to sit. This one is depend on the data sampling that you have. Again, based on the data signal sampling that you have, you can set up a kind of possibility distribution and end up with a signal, end up with the index again. The same procedure, but instead of lab experiment, you have data sampling. As far as I understand, I'm quite new to this area, but something interesting to me is that the dendritic cell is a kind of key point here. It plays a very important role in immunology, and it plays an important role in actually artificial one, play important role in artificial intelligence as well. So if we can identify a kind of study on dendritic cell to see what would be how to calculate how to predict the functionality of the dendritic cell, or for example, as we discussed with Amir, for the immunology we have index which shows the level of maturity. If you add this index, couple it with the cross level between IL-10 and IL-12, these two together maybe can identify whether the immune response is going to launch from Th1 or Th2. Two parameters, not just one parameter. So studying in dendritic cells can be a bridge between intelligent system, immunology, and cross product between these two.